Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about money today, and we're going to be talking about it in a way you have probably never heard talked about before. Unless you heard Shelley Nadell on our broadcast here in Close Up Talk Radio last week. Shelley was our guest, and it's fascinating the way she explains how she helps people with financial planning. She is the founder of a company called Food and Finance with Shelley. Actually, her company is Financial Success Strategies, but she has a great website called Food and Finance with Shelley, and you can log into that, and you get a picture of Shelley in her kitchen, and she will teach you how to handle money through references with food. It's a unique idea and very, very craftily created. She's a highly educated professional who's very passionate about financial literacy and educating people in a way that helps them drop their defenses around money and to embrace being in charge of their financial destiny. Most financial education sessions, Shelley admits, are incredibly boring. The terms used are often confusing, particularly to women, and that's why she has integrated food with finance. She also thinks women have been kind of overlooked when it comes to this business of learning about money and how to handle money. As she has pointed out, women create, you know, they need to create their financial success story because they spend most of the money in the household, they live longer than men do, they inherit the money, and they start most of the businesses. However, they have definitely been neglected in the financial industry, and that's the story of what she does. She wants to help empower women by helping them handle money in a much more unique way. She was here with us last week on an amazing half-hour conversation. We're going to continue that today. Shelley, welcome back. It's wonderful to have you back with us today. You're based in Houston, but you're with us now. How are you today?
Oh, I am great, Doug, and I understand it's pretty cold for you in North Carolina. So we have a balmy 70 degrees in Houston right now. So
well, beautiful look, day. I love your website. If you log into your website, Food and Finance with Shelley, Nadell, mm-hmm. there you are in your kitchen, and you are welcoming everybody to make financing mm-hmm. information digestible. As you point out, you are a certified financial planner professional, but you're an amateur chef who's passionate about giving you the tools for healthy eating and healthy finances. Where did you, mm-hmm. I have to ask you to begin, where did you get the idea of combining financial education with money? I mean, money with food. It's remarkable. Well, how did that come up?
Honestly, you know, I believe a lot in powers that bring things in front of you, opportunities, and you just have to have your eyes open. And in this case, I talked about an experience I had, although we did more in depth in this last week, but that I had doing a cooking video, informal for my women and some friends in my synagogue. And the next week I mentioned it to a colleague, and she said, food and finance. And that's literally how the concept got started. You know, I mean, you got to be at the right place at the right time and open to ideas. And I am blessed with a very supportive family. I'm blessed with some incredibly talented college friends who do marketing and who would not let me drop the idea. And in August of 21, we launched it in the middle of COVID. And it has really started taking off. We're getting some real brand awareness. And you know, I integrate it with all of my financial education. I'm just so passionate, like you said, about educating, particularly women, about financial literacy. And with cooking, everybody likes it. Everybody understands it. It's fun. It's memorable. And you end up understanding and learning about finance without even meaning to. It's kind of almost accidental because you're learning about cooking as well. So that's my passion. It's my full-time.
Great idea. Yep. just great idea. All right. By the way, I want to point out something. You know, on your website, you point out that your firm specializes in helping individuals develop sound retirement strategies. If you're retired or you're approaching retirement, you encourage people to take the time to explore their website, your website, and the wealth of information you offer, because you offer personalized hands-on service. And you educate your clients about financial concepts and products, and you actually try to take the mystery out of investing, out of insurance, out of estate conservation, and preserving wealth. A lot of people are, you know, retirees, they're afraid they're going to run out of money. And
well,
you
that's a real
can
risk.
Help.
You know,
you can help them in that discussion, right?
Yeah, we talk. Yeah, we, you know, we are very focused. Our firm is very focused on full service planning. Everybody does comprehensive planning. I'm not a one-off kind of advisor. And so in that comprehensive plan, we're going to talk about your stock accounts. We're going to talk about your retirement accounts, your insurance needs, your charitable giving, grandchildren, tax and legal concepts. We're going to talk about pretty much everything that revolves around money. And money touches pretty much every part of our lives. And so we're going to talk about, you know, long-term care, health care, and retirement, things like that. And so it really is about making a complete plan, just like you want to make a complete meal, so with lots of different parts. So
good for you. All right. Well, listen, let's get some examples here. How would you connect the challenge of managing debt and cooking? How do you do that? And I know you have recipes that do this. I could give you the name of a recipe, or you tell me which one you want to talk about and connect that with money.
Sure. We're going to talk – well, when we talk about debt, I like to talk about chicken wings. So debt – here's my thing about debt. Debt is not absolutely bad or good. That may differ from some of other voices you've heard on this subject, but I believe that almost everything financial can be good or bad. It depends on how it's used. So – you know, you only want to borrow what's necessary and what can help get you forward financially, just like you don't want to eat 2 pounds of chicken wings at a sitting, right? It's portion control. You want to you want to limit your debt. You want to limit your food so you don't overeat. You know, interest rates. When you have debt, interest rates can make debt a lot more expensive over time, just like if you have really spicy sauces. When you eat chicken wing with spicy sauces, it can catch up with you. You may take a bite and go, oh, this is fine. This isn't a problem. You know, I can manage this. And then all of a sudden, the spice in the back of your throat knocks you down. And actually, we have a video on our website now, a taste of a video that I filmed with a barbecue king in Memphis, and we talked about this specifically. Another example we use is that, you know, how you can, like, some debt, like a home equity line of credit sometimes can be, I know we use those in Texas, can be a really good way to maybe expand your business or get a better education. That can make sense. It depends on your situation, just like wings. I mean, I don't know. I've never met anyone who doesn't like chicken wings. I guess vegetarians don't, but people that, you know, eat meat don't, you know, like chicken wings, but you don't want to eat them all the time, right? They're a special occasion thing. You don't want to eat them because they're not that healthy for you. So you want it just like you want to portion out debt and manage it and, you know, make sure you don't have too much of it. You want to make sure you don't have too many wings. And then the final connection we make with debt and wings is that, you know, too much debt is going to upset your financial stability. And too many chicken wings, especially if they're spicy, is going to give you a major upset stomach. So financial stability and your stomach stability. That's how we connect managing debt and chicken wings.
You talk about home equity loans. What I mean, they can be good. The interest rate often is very good. What's the bad part about home equity loans, or is there not?
Well, it depends. So, for example, if you don't have a lot of equity in your home, and then you borrow what's there, the little that's there, then you can quickly get underwater. You know, in a mortgage. I mean, you can be really, even if you sell the house, you're going to be underwater and have to owe money. So that can be a problem. You know, the other side of it is, like, I mean, you know, you can, if you have a lot of equity in your home and you're not planning on moving anytime soon, you know, HELOC can be a really good source of, an easy source of access to capital that you may need, like I said, for business, for college, whatever you need it for. You're borrowing it from yourself and you're going to pay yourself back. So it just, again, it depends on the person, your situation.
Tell our listeners an innovative financial strategy, something they may not have considered adding to their financial plan, and connect it to a creative recipe for me.
Yeah, I love this type of question. So we're going to connect in this section, we're going to collect a classic grilled cheese sandwich and a classic investment, which is life insurance. Now, let's start with the grilled cheese sandwich. So your classic grilled cheese, right, is your white bread with butter or mayo maybe. You grill it on there. You have the American cheese. And I am not dissing the sandwich, by the way. It was delicious. As a kid with tomato soup, oh, my gosh, it was delicious. But, you know, and a classic investment, when we talk about investing, we think about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, you know, maybe real estate, something like that, or art and collectibles. But we don't think of life insurance in that category as an investment. But, you know, it can be very flexible. So, example of the sandwich. I have a grilled cheese sandwich recipe. I'll give that recipe in just a moment, where it uses fruit, blackberries, but it's a savory sandwich. So usually we think of fruit as being a dessert, right? Well, in this case, we use fruit as a main course. And so it's a different way of using an ingredient. In the same way, permanent life insurance, whole life insurance, cash value life insurance, they go by different names, but they accumulate a pot of cash value within the death benefit over time, and it's tax-free. At least what you put into it. And so the idea is this is a different pot of money that you can use for things like college. I was talking to a colleague last night who has a three-month-old daughter. It's a great way to save for college in a tax-advantaged account. You can use it for weddings. I have a couple of those coming up. Retirement income, starting a company. It's money that's not restricted. So you can use it for anything you want. And it's still life insurance. It's still a death benefit. So in the same way, with our savory grilled cheese, our recipe has basically you're going to take, instead of using white bread, you're going to take a multi-grain bread, like a thick bread maybe, and you're going to put olive oil. Use really good quality olive oil, and you're going to grill it on the olive oil side, and then you're going to put cheese on it. But in this case, you're not going to put like an American cheese. You want to put a white cheese, like Fontina or maybe a Munster, you know, whatever your provolone would work really well. And then on the other side, you're going to put a spread of blackberry and chopped basil that you've mushed together. It's kind of like a blackberry jam, but it's fresh blackberries. And then you flip it, you know, you put the sandwich together like you do in a regular grilled cheese, grill it really slowly so it doesn't burn, and the cheese is oozing out. You're getting hungry right now, I bet. Just every time I make this sandwich, it's unbelievable. And we will have a video on this probably next month on our website. But I will tell you, it's delicious and it's very versatile. In the same way, cash value life insurance. Again, it's not for everybody, but it can be if you don't want to, you know, look at bonds. They're not always a great investment right now. You know, you can use this as a very conservative type of investment. So it's a multitasking type of a product, just like the grilled cheese. We can multitask with our grilled cheese and use blackberries instead of what we used to do. So
that's a good idea.
That is one of our unique examples. Yeah.
Try putting tomatoes in the grilled cheese. That's good too.
That's funny. I just thought of that literally about a second before you said it. I thought, I forgot tomatoes.
Seriously. That makes a great grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah.
It does. And with the sandwich I described, I think a really good addition would be like a minestrone or a vegetable soup. Oh, that would
be fabulous. I'm getting hungry.
I know. That is the problem when we talk about this stuff.
give our listeners an innovative financial strategy, something they may not have considered adding to their financial plan, and connect it to a creative recipe for me. Try that.
That's actually what we just did. We just did that one with cash value life insurance and the grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, I was waiting for you to tell me about squash power bowl, whatever that is, and tahini sauce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
parsnip
with hazelnut.
Okay, well,
that's a different recipe.
So you had the Cliff Notes. Okay, so
I do.
I want to bring up a concept called tax loss harvesting. Now, I'm going to I work really hard, Doug, and when I do my financial literacy sessions for employees in companies, I work really, really hard to avoid jargon. You know, I think a lot of advisors make the mistake of assuming they're smarter than their clients. Sorry, no, it doesn't work that way. I don't, you know, you want people to understand what you're saying. Now, that said, tax loss harvesting is a little, can be a little complicated. So let me simplify this. So when you are, and we're going to compare this for doing interesting pairings, and we're going to get to your squash Powerball, I promise. So tax loss harvesting is when you look, it's the easiest way to understand it is in a stock account. And when you have a account where you own some stocks, and it's not retirement money, so it's just your regular after-tax money, and that stock gains value, right? That's what you want it to do, right? You want it to gain value. That's the whole point. So let's say you make a profit of $1,000 in your account. And if you sell that stock to get that $1,000, you're going to pay what's called capital gains tax. It's different than income tax. It's going to be either 0, 15, or 20%. So you're going to be taxed on it. You're going to get less take home. If you, so we'll do that. And that's, and people use this all the time, you know, to obviously build wealth. Now let's bring in that squash Powerball. So Powerballs are literally, you can throw anything in there. You can call it a kitchen sink kind of meal. You can have so much different variety in a squash Powerball, and everyone's bowl is going to be unique. So, for example, we use quinoa in our recipe. You can go to our website, foodandfinancewithshelley.com, and you can get the recipe, and we use quinoa in our recipe. It's a wonderful grain, very healthy, nutty flavor. But you may not like quinoa. You may have some leftover rice you want to get rid of, or maybe some riced cauliflower, or any kind of oats, any other kind of grain you want. So you can, you get to pick whatever grain you want, whatever carbohydrate you want. And then you're going to add a green vegetable because it's got to be healthy, right? So what's your favorite green vegetable?
I like broccoli. I like green beans would work maybe.
Okay. Any of those. We use kale in ours, but you could use broccoli, green beans, bok choy, spinach, anything green. You want some green in there. And
okay.
Then do you like squash? Do you like squash?
Not really.
Okay. Have you had butternut
squash? Sorry about that.
Or acorn squash?
That's okay.
It's okay. You're not offending me at all. Well, you know what?
Good.
Don't put
I'm
squash in
squash.
It. How about pumpkin? You could put pumpkin
in. I love
in
pumpkin.
It, okay?
Yeah.
See, this is the beauty of the squash Powerball. You get to make it what you want, and you get to pair very unusual things together. And our recipe uses a sauce, a tahini sauce, which is people have hummus. That's what tahini can be used for.
Right.
But in this case,
right,
it makes a delicate, really light, lemony flavored, almost peanut buttery flavored sauce. So tying that back to tax loss harvesting, you're like, what the heck does that have to do with selling stock? Well, if you sell a stock, so we've made a profit of $1,000, right, on our example. Now, if you sell some stocks that lost money, that lost value, let's say you lost $1,000, okay? So if you sell both of those, assuming you've owned them for a year or more, that's very important. If you sold both, so stock company XYZ and company ABC, and one gained $1,000 and one lost $1,000, guess what? They cancel each other out. They pair together to get rid of the tax obligation. If you sell both of those, you're not going to owe any taxes. Pretty clever, right?
Why is it critical that you had to have owned it for a year?
Because there's two different kinds. If you own it less than a year, great question, then it's called short-term capital gains. Again, a little bit of jargon. Capital gains,
right,
are those taxes, you know, that are 0, 15, and 20. If you own something and sell it in less than a year, then you are going to pay the same rate that you pay in your 1040 on your tax return. It's a great question. If you own it for 12 months and a day, you 12 months or more, then you will pay capital gains tax instead. And then if you do tax loss harvesting, which your advisor should do for you, your broker should do, then
right,
you hopefully won't owe anything. And you may even have losses you can take, you know, carry through to other years.
That's an unusual
pairing of a financial strategy that you don't normally think of, wow, losing money as being a good thing, but actually you can get rid of taxes because of it. Another pairing that I, go on.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question about you provide your services for individuals who log into, your websites. Obviously, it's men, women, whatever. I know mostly women, I think. You really focus on women because women are the ones who have not been focused on in the world of financial education.
Women
and the provide your services. One of the things you're unique in doing is providing your services for employees of companies in a unique way. Tell me about that.
Yep.
Expand on that a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love educating people. It is just one of the most fun things I do. I love being in person now, post virtual world. And so every company, it's at a minimum, the 401k provider is going to come in and do some general basic financial education. And as I mentioned, I'm not dissing any particular company, but let's just face it, traditional financial education is just bores you to tears. And you don't take it away with you. So it doesn't really help necessarily. So I come in, and the first thing people notice when they come in is I have an apron on with my logo. Now, so I tell them, they already know immediately something's different, and I will weave in cooking analogies, sometimes cooking demonstrations, in every single presentation. So I just did one for an oil company employee group. We've been doing a series for 3 years now, and I we did inflation, talked about inflation, and we talked about baking bread. We did how to pick a financial planner, and we talked about how to cook a complete meal. And, we do this all the time. And so, they laugh. They pay attention. Someone actually told me, quote, "You're memorable, Shelley, and we have to pay attention." You don't get that from most financial plans. And so natural presentation.
Sure.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So if
you're
an employer out there and you want to give something, your financial wellness is the number one concern of employees today. And you want to help them really feel financially secure and more happy at their job, I would encourage you to give us a call. So thank you for
asking. Well, that brings up an interesting question. You're based in Houston, Texas. Suppose, some company in Cincinnati or, Poughkeepsie or wherever might be interested in your services in that category. Can you be of help to them at that point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love travel. I'm happy to travel. I like to do series. I like to do financial series. I think it's important to repeat the message, repeat the concepts and the basics, like basics of investing, retirement, healthcare. And so I like to develop series within an employer plan. And we can talk about schedules. There's all kinds of ways. We can be very flexible. So I do believe it's more effective in person. I think I'm more effective in person.
Well, I would think so, too, and it would be great if you did it in the lunchroom where everybody could come in and sit around and watch you cook a dish and teach them some financial strategies at the same time.
Absolutely.
That, that would be absolutely great.
It does require some creativity. Yep, it does require we don't always have a kitchen to work in, but we're creative. The good thing is we're creating this as we go. Nobody's ever done this before, Doug. And so we have the amazing excitement of being able to come up with new strategies, new ways of presenting materials, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. But for people listening, I want to give your website. So you have a couple of different websites. I guess they all get around to the same thing. But one of them is your name. It's S. Nadel. That stands for you, Shelley Nadel. And Nadel is N-A-D-E-L. So it would be S. Nadel at financial-success.net. S. Nadel at financial-success.net. But then there's the other one that's the fun one. It's foodandfinancewithshelley.com. Foodandfinancewithshelley.com. And you get the same information. It would all come together, right?
Exactly, because the financial planning is the result of getting people interested in finance and feeling comfortable and open to having the conversations that they know they need, but they're just not. They just feel like they can't understand or don't know someone they can trust. We had someone, a brand new client yesterday, and she said, I've heard other people speak. I heard you speak, and I instantly knew I could trust you. And that talk about a compliment to an advisor. You don't get much better than that. So,
I understand that.
I
would trust you. You sound very trustworthy. You really do.
Well, thank you.
No,
my mom
I'm
taught
not
me well, well, thank you.
Here, another question for you. In the world of finance, managing risk is really crucial. Can you give some parallels between risk management and food preparation that can help people make better decisions for their money and in the kitchen? How about that?
This is my favorite. I love talking about risk because one of the things that we've done a lot of lately, a lot of people have cash on the sidelines, whether it's economic uncertainty, there's a lot of political uncertainty. And I mean, we have clients and people we talk to that in our sessions that they have a lot of cash. And so because a lot of people think that cash is risk-free, it's the least risky thing they can do, you know, the old money under the mattress theory. And the reality is that if you're talking about inflation risk, longevity risk, we live longer, health risk, cash is not necessarily, it can be part of a balanced portfolio, but it is not risk-free. And we talk about balancing that risk along with, in the same vein, we talk about balancing balancing different ways of cooking. So one of my classic stories is pie. So I had an inordinate fear of making homemade pie crust. It's like, you know, we all have our fears. I'm not afraid of doing new things, but I was afraid of making a pie crust. And I pushed myself through food and finance to actually make a homemade blueberry pie on camera. And it's a little scary, but it turned out great. It's delicious. And, you know, that was me testing myself. That was me pushing myself beyond my concept of risk. People have what's called risk tolerance that they've heard about, but there's also the capacity. What do you have to risk in order to get to your goals? And how much of that risk can you transfer to someone else, something else, some entity? And, you know, recently I was, you can see on our website, you know, cooking new cuisine, you know, breaking out of the mold of cooking the same thing. We did some international videos. I was with these same girlfriends in Morocco and Spain last year, and we made Spanish patatas bravas. And they're basically Spanish fried potatoes with this unbelievably delicious sauce. You know, you think you've had French fries, right, or, you know, whatever, but I'm telling you, this is a whole new way of eating potatoes. Well, that, you know, I was cooking in a strange kitchen with new spices and everything, but you know what? It was fun. It's exciting. So risk is not a bad thing as long as you manage it properly and you transfer what you can and you make sure you stay on top of it. And just like different spices in a dish or, you know, blackened seasoning for someone like me who hates spice. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that you can take risk in your cooking and risk in your finance, but you need to be smart about it. So, and you need to know what your capacity is. You know, you need to know yourself.
And by the way, do you give away free recipes with your financial courses?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. every recipe. So on the Food and Finance with Shelley is a bunch of our cooking recipes. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them now. We just filmed another season this summer, so we're getting ready to put those online as well. So, yes, we'll do recipes for anything. Any recipe, if anyone has a suggestion, there's always, you know, there's a way to contact us on both the sites, or you can use that email address that you just gave, snadell@financial-success.net. And if you have recipes you'd like us to cook and turn into a video, please let us know. We'd love to do that.
Here's a tip on something we learned last year. In Belgium, one of the big, big things is French fries that are big, pretty big size, with mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
They do it
mayonnaise. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
No kidding. But it's seasoned mayonnaise. And they have chops, and that's what they sell, the French fries with the seasoned mayonnaise.
Well,
it's delicious, absolutely delicious.
Every country has their version of fried potatoes.
That they do. Listen, Shelley, this has been wonderful chatting with you. It's been great fun, and I think what you're doing is just something super special. It's so different.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us to help our listeners learn
Close
a little
Up
bit
Radio,
about
a division
finance.
Of Close Up Television,
you know,
Incorporated.
The announcer came in there too early. That's my problem.
The announcer came in too early. I was just going to say that. Live radio,
anyway,
you never know what's going to happen, right?
You
just
are
like in the kitchen, you never know.
I knew. Like when you goof up a recipe and you screw it up. I almost screwed up.
That's right. That's
Shelley,
but you got to fix it. You got to fix it. So, yeah.
You are so right. Thank you, Shelley Nadell, for your time.
Thank you, Doug.
Appreciate having you with us. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We sure do. We sure do, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time right here on Close Up Talk Radio. Till then, take care. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show,